السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brothers in Islam, one brother sent me a question. I'm sure you will receive it by now. He said, with all this reflection and all these verses, and I reflect on myself and I believe I'm guilty, I have all these diseases, where I'm going from here, what to do? When you study in Islam, we're not accountable of the tawfiq, we're not accountable of the outcoming, we're not accountable of the ending. We accountable of our mujahada. We are accountable for how much we struggle. Now, the more you struggle, this called sincerity. The more you're trying, this called sincerity. We cannot say, I'm sick, I have this problem, I have this problem, and that's it. This is called arrogant and shirk, believe it or not, by many imam. Because I have to believe in Allah. I have to believe in Allah is merciful. Allah can change condition. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tell me, he will not change condition unless I change condition. What is my condition? It's dunya. Long hope. We feel death. We see death. We see sickness. But we're still attached. We keep talking, we keep verses. Somehow, our iman is stuck because we have no mujahada, no struggle, no real struggle, no real effort. You see, we're still in a comfort zone and we're talking. If you look at YouTube, you see the Christian in America and Europe, some of them believe the ending of the earth is 2028. Some of them a little bit before that. And they see this big star or big Nisek or big piece of whatever in a star in the sky in 2003, 2004 has changed direction. And they said it's becoming speed and is hitting or going toward the earth. Okay, now the point is, you have all the speculation, people thinking about the end of time, people think about Dajjal, people think about Antichrist, you name it, from every religion and every piece of people on earth. And we're still laughing, giggling, making drama over life, and we not think about Akhirah. Here we have the Quran in our hand. We believe in the Quran is Allah's revelation. We believe in all the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam warning about the end of time. We see the major of scholar in earth. They said we're running very fast to the end of time. You see the major scholar talking about we are in the time of the Dajjal, meaning very soon Allah knows how much time the Dajjal will come. And look at our effort and our thinking. It's still dunya. Believe me, I'm talking to you now and I'm really choking. I'm choking from people even around me. They see death, they feel death, they see sickness. And if you hear their voice and their talk day and night, day and night, day and night, it's dunya, it's dunya, it's dunya. Don't tell me I have another agenda in my heart, but I'm not sharing it with you. No. Your tongue, reflection of your heart. By this way, my dear brother and sister in Islam, we have to make a step towards reality. We have to really beg Allah and give us good ending. We have to struggle in the path of Allah, struggle to save ourselves and others. We have to step up and do what it takes to when I die, which I do not know when. Which I do not know when, any moment, any moment. This is our belief, sick or not sick. I should say to Allah, I did my utmost, Ya Allah. I am doing my utmost, Ya Allah. I sacrifice whatever I have, whatever I can. My thought, my feeling, my heart, everything for you, Ya Allah. This has to be reflected by action, not a talk. If you ask me, Brother Abid and other people, we're still talking more than action. But when you look at the Quran, Allah wants you to struggle, do the utmost. Today, we do 2%, 1%, and we want Iman to rise up. No, brother. You will never make money. Look at the people who make money. 16, 17 hours doing business. Look at even multimillionaire, multi-billionaire, non-stop making money. By this way, you want money, you work for money. You want career, you work for career. You want whatever, you work for it. You want to climb a mountain, you work for it. You want that, whatever you want, you work and you struggle and you study until you reach what you want. And we're supposed to be, we want Jannah, we want Firdaus al-A'la, we want the love of Allah, we want the fear of Allah, we want the pleasure of Allah. But look at our action. Look at our action. Where is Mujahada? How much we struggle? And all the disease you're talking about with Brother Abid, I can tell you, you can burn it with a small match. You know what is a small match called? Death. Death. All the disease of the heart will be finished. If you believe you have a letter from Allah tell you you're going to die tonight, you worry about tomorrow, you worry about next week. This is our musibah, long hope. Read about death. How many times I tell you guys, read about death and the journey of soul after death. You find out it's not a big deal. Dunya become insignificant. All the drama and all the pleasure is insignificant. And all of a sudden, you focus on one thing. Akhirah. Look at how many young people in Australia. You have the video all over YouTube. He was living in luxury, all of a sudden, cancer. And he died. Young. Today, a lot of young people dying in the front of us. And the parents burying their own kids. Do we get the message? We see death all over. Today, one of the diseases of the ummah. When somebody get married, when somebody sick, big deal. You get married, you have kids, you die. Who you are? What are you doing? What are you producing? What is your goal in life? What people will remember you with? What you're living for? What's your purpose in life? What's your name in this life and hereafter? All this, my dear brother and sister, is not a talk. Is not a talk. We can keep argue and talk and link. No, it's struggle. And this struggle, if it come true, your love, your impression, your feeling, your thought, only for Allah, for the Ummah. And I promise you, Allah will give you according to what you have in your heart. Don't blame nobody. Focus your heart to Allah, you will see what Allah will do. By this way, to solve all this problem, journey of Iman, real one, once and for all. Remember, you're going to die tonight. Long hope is one of the ultimate diseases. Okay? Go back to all the basic. Because today, my dear brother and sister in Islam, we have in our tongue the knowledge, but we do not have it in our heart. Our tongue full of knowledge, our heart full of iman, full of dunya and full of disease of the heart, mixed with a tiny bit of iman. You work for akhirah, your heart full of akhirah. Look what you're struggling for. By this way, my dear brother and sister in Islam, to make it easy for you, struggle. Struggle. Look to all the verses and verb in Quran about struggle. Mujahada. Allah did not ask you to do mujahada only. No. Struggle, the utmost. Today, we read it very well. We can pronounce it very well. But we do the utmost for dunya, 2-3% for akhirah. This is not acceptable. If you think your iman and the love of Allah will increase by making 2-3% once in a while, which is 98% of your time and life and money for dunya, you're crazy. You're playing game with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? Go. Read. Read about the early people, how they think. Connect yourself. Forget about me. I'm nothing. Connect yourself to the companion of Rasulullah by even reading. they will put you in the right state of mind. I hope this will answer your question, Brother Abid and other. And look at another brother who went to a tiny, tiny masjid by African people in New York City and how he felt. And when he went to a masjid fancy in Wall Street, downtown Manhattan, how he felt. What he said is true. Dunya is ugly. It destroys us and all this mischief in earth. Why? Competition of dunya, money, greed, power, this, that. And who responsible? All of us responsible. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from ourselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ikhlas. May Allah buy good barakah in our death and after death. May Allah allow us to remember death all the time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us a real Muslim, a real mu'min, living for sabilillah. Ameen, ameen ya rabbil alameen. I hope I answer your question. Please let me know. جزاكم الله كل خير. May Allah be barakah and nur and qabool in everything I say and I do. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My dear brother and sister in Islam, over many months, how many verses in Quran Allah promised He will destroy the earth? How many times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised He will destroy every village before the Yawm al-Qiyamah? Or He tortured it? How many times He tell us you're going to die? We hear all this. We see the amount of killing daily all over and the bleeding of the ummah. Okay, now what Allah wants from me? Again, if my iman is alive, I should be worried, concerned, ache, think about them, make dua for them. And again, shaitan has a job and he's doing it. The enemy of Islam has a job, they're doing it. And a Muslim has a job. Are we doing it? Is me doing it? This all you have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask you, what you done for my deen according to your ability and capability. My dear brother and sister in Islam, we talk, we hear Quran, we see verses, and we turn back to Islam. We give Islam our back and we go to dunya. I bear witness to Allah, I'm watching it. I'm watching it live in the front of my eyes and I cannot talk. We're going so fast to dunya and we're giving every excuses. You will be accountable, especially if you can. Is this a time of bickering? Is this a time to behave like a child? No, this is not the time. This is not the time for my ego and your ego. This is the time to be united for only one thing, to elevate the name of Allah, alleviate the suffering, wake up the ummah as the maximum we can. And I bear witness, I'm a criminal, you criminal, everyone here me is a criminal, because we're not doing what it takes. We're not doing it. We're not doing it. We're not too serious. We're not too serious. Tell me what you initiate. What you initiate to do that? How much initiation and decision and making you decided to do? How many times you go and try to support someone or be a part of supporting someone? How many times you initiate initiative to wake up the ummah? It's not a talk. Again, it's a struggle. Imagine all these verses. Very soon I will send you some another verses if you want, inshallah, and you will see. Is repeated over and over again. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we destroy every village before Yawm al-Qiyamah. By this way, it's not the death. Who get born? Who died? Who get married? This is not the topic. But what we're doing? How many people dying every moment? Who remember their name? What kind of style of death they have? Are they going to Jannah or Jahannam? Are they elevating the deen of Allah or alleviating the suffering or in heedlessness? This is a question we should have. By this way, my dear brother in Islam, what I am engaging with, what I am aiming for, what I'm struggling for, What I am doing my utmost for is not a talk, my dear brothers. Wallahi, it's not a talk. It's not a talk. It's not a talk at all. May Allah wake us up before we wake up. Because Rasulullah said of the meaning of, even if it's hadith da'if, النَّاسُ نِيَام, people are sleeping. وَإِذَا مَاتُوا اسْتَيْقَظُوا, and when they die, they will wake up. They will wake up about the truth. We are too far from the truth. Too far. This why, if we really think about death and journey of after death, is this our behavior? Is this our behavior? I'm choked to death, believe me. I am choked to death from myself and everybody around me. May Allah save us, wallahi. May Allah save us. We are in a state of talking, not in a state of action. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My dear brother and sister in Islam, where is Khadija radiallahu anha, the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The ones she's supporting him with all what she has to spread the message. Where is Aisha radiallahu anha, the one she carries a message and she absorbed all the knowledge to be the scholar of the Ummah for many, many years to come? Where is the sense of responsibility to either spread the message, supporting somebody to spread the message, encourage, do whatever I can with my ability, with my money, with my time, whatever it takes? Where, my brother and sister in Islam? Where? It's up to you. Who you want to enter the grave? Which title you want to die with? How you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to call you? This all action is not a talk. Is not a talk. Million and million and million and million of people talking over the internet. But how many people doing? If every Muslim pitch in with whatever he can and she can, this will not be the condition of the Ummah. Wallahi will not be. Just a small effort from everyone. But I'm talking to many people and my chest is tight. They do not have it. They do not have it in their chest. They don't even want it. They do not even want to talk about it. They are in a status quo of their corner and leave me alone. That's it. Is this you want your iman to rise up? May Allah save us. Wallahi, may Allah save us. May Allah save us and make us a real carrier of the message. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.